Unfiltered Exhale. I am your host, Tony Rossi. Okay, this is part two of the Brett and Tony Chronicles, the beginning of the Brett and Tony Chronicles. This just goes into more car antics and wraps up with a dearly departed friend that we just had to do a mini shout out to in recognition. So hope you enjoy it. And it kind of ends weirdly because at that point we have consumed at least 5 bottles of wine and to the point where the last, 15 minutes I had to delete because we were just at that point rambling incoherently into the microphones. So yeah, here's part two of the mini saga introduction to the Brett and Tony Chronicles. I'm not going to call it the Brett and Tony Chronicles, but it is just Brett is a big part of my story. So you'll hear him more often than not. All right. Thanks. Enjoy.
Let's talk about the Velare.
The Velare. Oh my fucking God. The Velare.
Are we talking about mailboxes?
Mailbox based. Okay. So
is that a thing?
Yeah. No, that's way past.
Yeah.
Fucking. And we used country.
We resolved.
We're resolved.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were actually resolved.
It.
Yeah.
We handled it. Yeah.
Yeah. We handled it.
Okay.
My first car. There's a couple things to this story. My first car. My grandfather, fucking God bless him. Bought me a car.
Pete the Tramp.
Shout out.
R.I.P.
Pete the Tramp buys me a car. And he's the only stipulation for me to buy you a car. You have to bring us to bingo anytime we ask. I'm like, fucking A. Let's go. Let's do this.
And you went to bingo a lot, too.
I went to bingo a lot with them. Yeah. And actually, in place of them, because they were sick or something, they're like, can you and Brett go to bingo for us? Yeah. And we're just like, yep.
Okay. Yeah.
So the Velare gets purchased for me.
One of Plymouth's finest.
At the time, I get the Velare. So we had many. So I go to, I start going to Westside High. And I took, and it was good because at Chicopee Comp, I was taking auto body. When I went to Westside, I took auto mechanics. And they just so happen, like, and the hood was fucked up to the Velare. Or it wasn't.
Different hood.
Because we striped it. Hold on,
I'm getting there. All right. I'm getting ahead of you.
So it was a beige. Like a light beige Plymouth Velare.
Yeah, the car was like a tan.
Yeah, it was like a light beige. And then the hood that was at Westside, and the shop teacher was like, what the fuck do you want that hood for? I'm like, it fits my car.
Yeah.
And how the fuck does that happen? You just randomly go to a new school a month later, like, you swipe a hood out of
and they have a hood that matches. And for the record, you had the only Plymouth Velare that I have ever seen in my life.
This is true. I've never even known what a Plymouth
Velare is. I still don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And that might have been like a one-off, like we might have been worth something. Because I feel like I know a lot of cars, and I'm sure you could say the same.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen another Plymouth Velare.
That thing was a fucking beast, too. It was a straight six.
I think this is one of those Mandela effect things, but let's go on with the story before we fucking
it was like a straight six, and you couldn't fucking... That thing was smashed, bashed, and fucking...
Oh, it saw some fucking...
It saw some mileage.
So you get the hood. It's like a rusty, burnt brown.
It was a rusty, dark, burnt brown.
Yep.
So I had this light beige car with a rusty, burnt brown. And I just want to make note that at that time... Brett and I had just started watching, in its infancy, Days of Thunder.
Like five times a day. We just lived and breathed Days of
Thunder.
We could recite it right now.
Yeah. That's another. That's going to be another show.
We'll just do Harry Hogg and
Cold Trickle. I'm going to build you an engine loader.
All right, we want to go to that. We don't want to do that wormhole right now.
All right.
Yeah, so we're fans.
So...
They're going to do a sequel, you know that, right?
They are going to do a sequel. I know that. We talked about this.
Especially after Maverick. All right, anyway.
At Brett's house, we And we did a fucking bang up job too, by the way.
It was a random fucking can of spray paint that I found matched, in my garage.
That matched and it, the fucking tan.
Perfectly matched.
Stagger.
It was Stagger special. It was like some appliance paint. It was like touch up paint for like my parents' fridge.
Yeah, and your dad was like, oh, I don't fucking care.
It was the same exact color as your car. I'm like, dude, your fucking car is fridge color.
We had a rolling fridge.
But yeah, so we taped off the hood.
We taped off the hood and put rally stripes on the hood. So we had the rally stripes on the hood. And then
we took model paint and put names over the doors.
It was Tone Trickle on the driver's side. That was
Brett Wheeler.
Brett Wheeler was on. It was fucking. Okay, you can't make this shit up. It was priceless.
You can't make this up.
It was priceless. And like, I remember people getting into the car and they're like, Who the fuck is Brett Wheeler?
I'm getting a race car.
Yeah, just get in the car. So anyway.
We go out for a Sunday drive. We're going to Granville Gorge. Granville Gorge.
So Granville Gorge is a place where we used to go fucking jumping off of cliffs into water, blah, blah, blah. Since closed off because people jump to their deaths. Stupid. Anyway, so we go up to the gorge. We have our great day. We're fucking, it was a carload of people. Oh, caveat, the reason why I'm proud of Brett for hijacking plates.
The Velar wasn't exactly registered.
It wasn't actually street legal. My grandfather probably was not privy to that part, but because he would have choked the shit out of me. So, no, he wouldn't have.
You would have never been invited to bingo again.
I would have never gone to bingo, the Greek church. We're on our way home from the gorge. I don't know how it started.
I tell you.
Stefan.
Someone in the backseat. I don't remember exactly what it was, but like you had a baseball bat.
I had a baseball for protection.
Yep. And someone's, oh, hey, there's a bat back here. You want to play mailbox baseball?
Yes.
Yes, of course we do. Yeah.
And someone also had country 95.7 or whatever the country, because that was an important part. We had
the bumper stickers.
We had to put the bumper stickers on the bat.
I forgot about that. Yeah, we had a giant stack. One of the car members grabbed them from a place. Yeah. We had about 200 of them.
We had a lot of country bumper stickers. Yeah. And that was, we couldn't literally hit a mailbox unless it had a fresh sticker on it.
Yeah.
Why? Who knows?
Yeah.
So we're just like tooling down one of the roads, one of the main roads in Granville. Bashing the shit out of fucking mailboxes. People were out mowing their lawns.
It's the middle of the day. It's not mailbox baseball time. That's like a 2 a.m. thing.
Yeah, this was like
Sunday afternoon, people sunbathing and manicuring their lawns.
People are fucking cooking burgers and shit, and we're mauling their fucking mailboxes.
Driving up on our lawns.
Yes, there was lawn driving. So then something out of the Dukes of Hazzard. This was
like a blockade.
Yeah.
I think it was orchestrated from both sides.
Yeah, it was orchestrated from both sides. We had cars, like cop cars, coming up, fucking peeling out sideways, stopping, blocking us. And then
in the front and back.
In the front and back.
And the brakes were shitty on the Velar.
Brakes were definitely shitty. What the fuck? So
you barely stopped.
So we stopped in time, didn't hit the cops.
Didn't kill cops.
Cops are like, the fuck are you boys doing? And we're just like, mailbox baseball officer. Because
We're sportsing.
We're sportsing. I'm trying out for the Red Sox. Talk to the cop. Cop is, all right, let's go down. We're booking all. There was like six of us in the car. We're booking all six of us. And then I'm like, do we leave the car here? Cops, nope, just follow me closely and don't deviate.
Oh, and they kept you boxed in?
They kept me boxed in. Yeah, this was like
on you.
Yeah, this was like a procession.
Yeah. It's like a, what do they call it when the president drives around?
Yeah, like a procession.
No, that's a funeral, but it's like, like a cavalcade or some
cavalcade.
Shit.
Cavalcade. We were in a cavalcade.
I think that's might not be it, but all right.
A presidential cavalcade. Yeah. We can just call it that.
Yeah, so we'll move on.
We get, because that's not even the best part.
Yeah. So we the cavalcade.
Yeah, not the cavalcade. So we get into the police station.
We're getting booked.
Fingerprints, fucking pictures. We all were booked. they decided to interrogate each of us to get to the bottom. This is like Alice's restaurant to a degree. They knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
We fucking said what we were doing, but they still had to do their due diligence
yeah.
and interrogate us each individual. And I know me personally, when I was brought into the interrogation room, all I could marvel at was the array of confiscated pot pipes on the walls. Do you remember those pot pipes?
Dude, I told him that's a really nice collection. Yes,
there was an elaborate.
I looked up. He was like hunting trophies.
Yes, yes.
He had every type of smoking apparatus.
I was just like, can I see that? I just want to see how this works.
And his whole wall, like two walls were like, and they had like little like nameplates under them and yeah. shit.
Yeah.
It was the most bizarre. And this is like Granville or Blandford?
Yeah, it was
or,
Granville. It yeah. was the Granville police.
It's like he had more pipes than Granville has citizens.
That, exactly. yeah. Like where the ratio
you get this
was
from one guy? Like
how many guys? Is that like a decade situation? Yeah. Like a generational thing?
Is just some of these from like opium dens or in fucking China? But yeah, so yes, I the same thing. I was like, dude, that is crazy. That's nice. Yeah. But anyway, so how, who orchestrated the deal?
So the deal was fucking amazing. So I don't know. I know who it was. And I'm only going to say his name was Jeff. But
okay, Jeff. Yeah.
Yep.
He orchestrated.
So the six of us, we must have beat the shit out of
20 mailboxes.
And most of them were, you know, like the country roads with the country mailboxes that look like fucking barns and fucking
exact models of the house houses. They're in front yeah. of and like,
these
like
were,
hand sculpted. We wrecked some
fancy
mailboxes.
And a shout out to Louisville Slugger because that bat didn't even fucking scratch.
And Country 95.7 bumper stickers.
And Country.
They held up okay.
Yeah, they held up decently.
They held up okay.
Vinyl.
But yeah, and so I don't know how we wrecked a lot of mailboxes and we're just like, oh, we all just smashed one.
Yeah.
So the cop is, or the sheriff or deputy or Buford D. Justice, I don't know.
Buford D. Justice.
He's so, and it might have been Jeff. And I never knew.
It was Jeff. It was Jeff because he got mad because, and I know it was Jeff because he got mad because I didn't give him the $20 like right away.
Okay.
They fucking, our buddy Jeff.
They told us just to go buy each
six
of us,
mailboxes.
Buy six mailboxes. We're six of us. We each hit a box and we bought the cheapest
mailbox at Home Depot.
$6 Home Depot mailbox.
And it was.
And dropped them off at the police station.
Yeah. Yeah. And we did all have to go to drop them off at the police station. He's, I hope you boys learned your lesson. But here's the best part.
The car was.
So we get
not
out of
registered,
the,
not get insured.
Out, we get out of the
stolen plate.
We get out of the police station, and we're driving home because they let us drive home.
That's right. You mentioned it like
I'm like guys.
10 minutes down the road.
I'm like guys. Just want you to know, these are stolen plates. Car's not registered. We did it.
Smokescreen. It's like what's his name says in Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
It's why the Yankees always win.
Yeah, yeah.
People get distracted by the stripes. It was the stripes, dude.
It was the fucking stripes.
It was the racing stripes.
Yeah, they just looked and then,
oh, this guy's serious.
This guy
of course
is
this thing
fucking,
is legal.
This guy is legit.
This is legit.
Is that his name on the fucking door?
They were jealous, I think.
They were.
At the end of the day, they were jealous. They're like, I'll give him fucking 20 of these pot pipes for that car. yeah, that was the Volare.
If that wasn't the song, I think it should be. I think we should.
It is, yeah.
Actually, I'm curious really to do some research on the Plymouth Fire because I feel like there's probably maybe like three of them.
There's 20 of them.
There's 20.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And they're all
19 now.
Yeah, yeah, and they're all, there's 10 that are light beige and 10 that are dark
that are
rust.
Dark brown. What did you end up doing with that one?
At the end of the day, there was a woman involved, and it may or may not have been in a parking lot, probably parked in the wrong spot at the wrong time, and I got sideswiped.
And just wrecked it?
And it just wrecked. And then so
you got sideswiped at a parking lot?
Yeah, at the fucking Subway parking lot in Chicopee Center. Subway parking lot.
You got sideswiped in the middle of the parking lot?
By a drunk driver, I'm assuming. And again, it wasn't registered or insured that. So she's, I'm sorry, the person that hit us on, I'm sorry. And I'm like, just go.
Just let me mourn.
Just leave.
Yeah, I can't be involved in any type of report. So
it went from the Volare to the Grand American because I dropped the Volare off at Chet's like dump.
Yeah.
Sold it for scrap for like $100.
What color was the Grand American?
Black. With fog lights. Remember the fog lights?
You didn't have that one for too long.
I didn't have that one for too
long.
That
one didn't make
it. No, that one didn't. Yeah. That was, by the way, fucking Plymouth. So I thought the Plymouth Grand Am was going to be just as good as the Plymouth Volare. No,
Grand Am's a Pontiac.
It is a Pontiac.
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
That's where you went wrong.
Yeah, that's where I went wrong.
Sorry, Plymouth.
Yeah. Either way, Pontiac Grand Am.
Plymouth doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah. Neither does Pontiac.
No, yeah. Plymouth, probably because they only made two Volaris. If they made more of them.
If they made more Volaris.
They'd probably still be around.
Yeah.
Grand Am. Those are trash.
They were trash.
I think we can say that.
It had pretty fucking dope fog lights, though.
The fog lights, cool. It had a cool design.
Yeah, but it was trash. The fucking interior fell apart almost immediately. What happened to that? What happened to the Pontiac? What happened to the Grand Am? I don't remember what happened to the Grand Am.
Is that the one you had to fucking, you blew the clutch like two times?
Yeah, but I changed
the
clutch
myself. You had to like pop start it a bunch
of times? Yeah, I pop started just because I could pop start. And then I changed the
That's good. That's good for the vehicle.
Yeah. You know what happened? Donuts in the Springfield Plaza parking lot into snowbanks. One of the snowbanks may or may not have had a light post in it.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah, at least 90% of the time.
90% of the time. Every time. So that's what happened. That's exactly. And again, trying to be cool for the bitches.
Hey, what do you think of my Grand Am?
Watch this.
Watch this.
Do you need a neck brace? What else? There's so many things. It's not even like scratching the surface, dude.
No, it's the thoughts are reeling. I'm just trying to.
Sorry about my nose. That's gross. I'll edit that out.
Yeah, so you don't even need to know about it.
What do we got? What else? Do we have any other camping? So I think this is going to be the cars podcast.
Are we talking about more car fatalities?
Yeah, we have to have. There's got to be more car fatalities. You know what I always. Okay, here's a car story. And I don't fucking remember. It was one of the Cavaliers. And I was in the back seat behind the passenger.
You were one of the back seat boys?
Yes, I was a back street seat boy. No, she wasn't the passenger. She was driving. And it wasn't a Cavalier. It was her Cavalier because she had a Cavalier as well. The accident.
It wasn't a Cavalier. That was a Buick. It was whatever the Buick. It was a GM. It was an identical to a Cavalier except for.
It was a Buick version.
Yeah, it was a Buick version of the Cavalier. The accident, yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't know what happened there.
I don't either. And this is where I'm like digging in. So I know we were going down Montgomery Street.
Right before Bridal Path.
Right before. Was it? So here's my question.
Yeah.
Was it in. Did we go to Dan's house to get help from his parents or some rant? Like, this is where it's confusing.
I don't even remember what we did after the accident. I don't think we went and got help. I think, because the cops came and everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought we went, did we at least go to Dan's house afterwards?
No, we weren't really hanging out with Dan much then.
Yeah, that's true. Because it was like right there. It was right in the vicinity.
Yeah, it was right up the road. Yeah, it was weird. I don't. No, it happened so fast. I remember we're rocking out, listening to some music.
Yeah,
none of us were drinking. Like
that because that was during your
it was pure
fucking pure
yeah, it was days. It was sober days.
No, I was drinking. However,
because, you weren't driving though.
No, I wasn't driving. But you guys picked me up with a gallon jug of Carlo Rossi.
Of course, Uncle Carlo. Yeah. Why wouldn't you,
Uncle Silos?
Uncle Silos. That's your boy. But yeah, so like, I don't know if the car was like brake checking her or whatever, but like the car just randomly stopped in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And boom, rear-ended the car.
Yeah. And then I crushed the fucking driver. Because,
oh, yeah. You,
remember? Like,
you were sitting behind her.
I was sitting behind her, and I didn't have a seatbelt on.
Yeah, you like,
I just, you right into her.
Yeah, right into the steering wheel. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably the reason why she has back issues today.
But, yeah. Yeah. And then you fucking, I think we called you, like, Flash after that or something. Because you, dude, you popped out the car and ran after it.
Yeah. Yes, because it was a hit.
Fastest I ever seen you run.
Dude, I was a fucking ninja.
You were a rocket back in the day.
Don't let this...
But that was even faster than that, is what I'm saying.
Don't let this chunky facade fool you.
It's aerodynamic.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and then she called me because that guy took off.
Yeah, and you bolted.
I fucking...
Yeah, like you almost got it, I think.
I
don't know what you're going to do. If you're going to try to hold it or something?
Maybe. Back then I was like, I was fucking leg pressing like 500 pounds because of football. And I was svelte and fucking athletic. I think I would have a heart attack just thinking about doing that today.
All right, don't think about it.
I won't. I'm not. I haven't.
For your own safety.
So we have time. Like, because... This is gonna
make it two episodes. It doesn't fucking matter.
We'll fucking make this. We're at an hour. We'll fucking make this two episodes. Hey, Brett, how's it going?
Just reuse the intro.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, sorry. This is your place. Welcome me back.
Welcome. Sorry about fucking the train and the dog in the background. Nobody's being harmed in these.
Yeah, no pets are harmed. It's our cheering section.
He's cheering us on.
It's howling good.
Yeah. So here's the other thing. I had, like, legitimately stunt driver reflexes when we were in high school.
He was a regular Steve Austin.
Was
Steve Austin the fall guy?
Yeah, he was the fall guy and the $1 million man.
All right, just checking. Make sure I'm being politically correct or
so
comically correct. There's probably a million of them we can talk about. But
yeah. Do we have any other stories? We have more.
All right, where do we go?
What other school shit do we have? Hamlet with fucking Statura and the fucking VCR and the TV. Is that like too cheesy?
Oh, the universal remote?
The universal remote.
I also made a stun gun.
Yes.
Those are Rich Mercier stories.
Fucking
too.
Rich Mercier. God.
Let's talk about Rich Mercier.
God rest that kid's soul.
I packed the fattest pillows. All right.
Rich fucking Mercier.
All right.
I got a great Rich Mercier start.
Okay. So it's all right. Moving on.
All right.
Rich Mercier.
He was a character. He was like in Dazed and Confused. He was like fucking Banyan.
Yeah.
He was Jim, what's Affleck?
I don't remember. Yeah, whatever. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he was Banyan of Dazed and Confused.
The guy was epic.
He was, and by the way.
An incredible asshole, but nicest and the most loyal guy.
Give you the underwear off of his, if you fit into them, because he was like a skinny little
fucking. Yeah. But man, did that dude know loyalty and respect.
Unparalleled.
And on the other side, he was just absolutely unruly.
Yeah, unruly. And if you didn't know him, and if you weren't in his zone, and he did rough some dudes up. Yeah.
Like, he was a man to reckon with.
Yeah. So anyway.
So I had the pleasure. I grew up with him.
Because he lived down the street from
Right down the street with a bunch of other known characters in that neighborhood down there. And I spent a lot of my grade school years and middle school years down with all those people. And I always liked Rich.
I love that kid from the second I met him.
Like, again, he could come off as a dick, but I think sometimes I used to, too.
Oh, well, we all did.
I probably still do.
Yeah, we all do.
I try to improve, but yeah. I don't get. I am what I am, but so I was always cool with him. And then as we grew up and different schools changed, and then you regroup with, like, in high school.
Yeah.
And he's like a badass. It was like
to the point where he got a tattoo on his inner lip that said "fuck you."
Yeah,
remember the tattoo? He would always Rossi, check this out.
Yeah, he did it with like a safety pin and a Bic pen by himself. But yeah, he was a clique of his own. Like he just
kid's a good dude.
Yep.
Anyway,
so yeah, I was a bit of I've always been a nerd, and I. got one of the very first like programmable remotes, like remote controls. This is back in the day when it was a new thing. And I brought it into the school. I was like, maybe I can control the TVs that we just got installed. They used to do the morning announcements and stuff in the homerooms and in all the classrooms. And then I realized that I could probably get it to work on the TVs and stuff when the teachers bring VCRs in, old school VCRs in, to watch movies and stuff.
And we were watching Hamlet.
Yeah, we're watching like some Shakespeare thing. And yeah. I was like, I brought the universal remote in, and I had already learned how to program the codes. I knew the codes for all of the different TVs that the school had.
That was the other thing. It was like a Miss Sabrina situation.
That was definitely Miss Sabrina. And like I had already spent like it was like several weeks experimenting with all the different TVs and like trying at that point. This is going to be pretty nerdy. All codes were two digits.
Yeah.
So like basically I had to sit while I was in class, like in any class, because they all had the same TVs. I was like telling the TV to go into like program mode. Okay, code number 01. No, and then hit power. No, it doesn't work. All right. And I'm trying to like turn on the TV in every room. Nobody appreciates the fucking amount of time that took me to go through 100 different codes. Yeah,
because I was sitting there with the code book, like, try 76, try 79. Yes, try.
So finally, I get to work. Well, anyway, Hamlet's being rolled into the room. TV and VCR.
On the fucking, like, that stupid little cart, stand.
The video cart.
That cart.
The video card to every school.
From telecom.
Everywhere. So we're going to telecom. So they wheel this freaking card in, and Hamlet comes on, and I was like, dude, I'm like.
It's terrible. It was like Mel Gibson Hamlet, too, yeah, by the
horrible.
Way.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Rich, like, give me that remote. You know I had the remote. And he starts changing shit. He's turning everything off. He's fast-forwarding. He's doing all crazy shit. Teacher can't figure out what's going on at all. I don't know what's happening. She goes, I got to go to telecom.
Yep. She calls in.
Statura.
Snowy Joey.
Snowy Joey shows up.
By the way, can I just make one comment?
Absolutely.
That the fucking comb over that this guy had
epic.
Was epic.
Best comb over I've ever seen.
Yeah. Comb over.
Probably the most convincing.
Comb over, yeah.
Still obvious. As a comb over?
As a motherfucker. And I think he put dandruff in his... Because we called him Snowy Joey because he had, like, shit on his fucking jacket at all times. Dandruff.
Olive Garden Parmesan cheese stuff.
Parmesan cheese.
Snowy Joey.
Snowy Joey.
Snowy Joey shows up. And he, as any highly technical person should do, shows up with a new coaxial cable.
Yep.
Yeah. Because when you call and say... This TV is turning itself on, turning it off.
You need a new coax.
It's fast forwarding on its own. It's rewinding. It's doing every function under the sun. It's not staticky.
You just need a new coax.
You know what? Coax cable will probably fix that. So then, after the coax cable did not fix that, TV car got rolled out. I think they brought in a whole new one.
They did bring a whole new one.
Yeah.
We had to go through the fucking process again. Yeah,
I think the gig was up, I think, at some point.
No, the gig never... I don't remember ever the gig coming up. I think they just called it a day and were like, you know what? We're not watching Hamlet. We're fucking... Yeah. We're reading it.
I got another Rich Mercier one.
I have an epic Rich Mercier one. I got to get up
there. All right, there. So you do yours.
Yeah. And I can't remember... I do remember. Her name... was Margaret, and we called her Marguerite. Rich and I, this is the Grand Prix. Mm. We, one Friday night, were like, it was just him and I. And my brother Chris at the time, was like, he had some weird in at one of the UMass, like, frat parties.
Okay.
Fraternity things.
I can see that.
So my brother is, let's go to UMass. Me and Rich are like, fucking giddy up. So this is going to probably require a lot of beeping, but it was funny just as much. We get to UMass. We go to three or four parties because my brother's full of shit, but some of the guys remember.
This is you, Rich, and Chris.
Me, Rich, and Chris.
That's the combo.
Fantastic. That's a combo. Combination.
I'm so mad I wasn't there.
Yes. You
just to observe, and I think I would have rounded it out.
Perfectly. You would have rounded it out beautifully.
But anyway, sorry.
So Rich, and I remember this because Rich had overalls on. He remember when he wore
overalls, dude.
He always wore
and a wife beater.
Fucking overalls and a wife beater.
Yep.
So we roll up at UMass. We park our car in like some place, and then we start walking around like frat row. Remember, like it's
the Greek row.
Yep. So me and Rich start going with my brother, and my brother's like full of shit, but he knows some people that were there.
Yeah.
From whatever school in West Side or whatever. So that didn't pan out. So Rich and I peeled off because we could do much better. Because
Chris is Chris.
Chris is Chris. So we roll up into, and mind you, we're like high school kids. And we're clearly high school kids. We roll up into a frat party.
And they had... Dude, UMass has like
high school radar. Yes.
Seriously, because you did not look high school.
I did not look high school.
But you acted in high school.
I did act like a motherfucker.
And that's wild. Like, yeah. Like when I went up there when I was in high school, like I get it. Like,
yeah.
But you did not look high school. But yet, so anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We're fucking cruising around like UMass frat houses. And then like we landed upon like the motherload. We walked in and I think it was like a sorority. Because the women way outnumbered the men.
Yep.
Rich, so we're sitting there, and then we started, they're playing cards at the table. We were like, we want in on the next hand. We get in, asshole, I think was what was being played, yep. Not Chickabee rules, and we...
Shame.
I know.
Yeah.
So we freaking start going, so this girl, Margaret, comes up to Rich. And she's, hey, how's it going? Or do you go to UMass? Rich is, fuck yeah, bitch, I go to UMass because that's how Rich is. So he's...
I can hear it. You can,
yes. Like, I can still hear it. Fuck yeah, bitch, I go to... And so I'm sitting next to him. I'm like, yep, I go to UMass. So,
like he said.
Like, I second that. And another girl comes over on my side. And so this chick... Marguerite, because we talked about this for like months afterwards, reaches down Rich's overalls and starts handling some business.
In the middle of all
this. In the middle of all this.
Fuck yeah, I go to UMass.
Fuck yeah, I go
hey, to... Hey, let me handle this for you.
Let me handle this for you.
Okay.
And I'm just sitting there to the girl next to me, and she's just like, what classes do you take? What do you... And I'm like, fuck, I don't know what to say.
Fuck yeah, I go to UMass.
Fuck yeah, I go to UMass.
It worked for him.
Exactly. Long-ish story short, like, the gig is up. The gig was up before we even said, fuck yeah, before Rich even said, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
She just was, like, playing with his fucking emotions and other things. The girl next to me is like, you guys don't go to UMass. Where are you guys from?
We're from Chick.
And then, so the whole ride home, me and Rich are in the back seat, because at that time, we let Chris drive. Fuck, we made it home. I don't know how. But he's punching me. He's, dude, you fucked me up. I'm like, I'm sorry. So that's my UMass Rich Mercier story. Rich and Chris. I wish
there was drone footage of that.
That is a powerful evening.
I can't even harness that right now.
I don't even know how we found Chris like afterwards, because we did comb like every one of those frat houses. And the frat houses always had this thing where if you went in the basement, it was always like they would steer you around the basement. Do you remember that? Like, they would fuck with people that were already wasted, and they would, like, no, you got to go that way. No, you got to go that way. It was always, like, a fucking maze.
No, I don't.
Yeah, maybe that's just me and my fucked up thought, but it happened. I swear it happened.
I'll stay on Rich Mercier. And this is actually another, it's weird because I know there's so many people that would have trouble saying positive things about him.
Exactly.
And I.
Unwarranted.
And I have, like. Almost no negative things to say about him.
Nope.
Another nerd thing, besides programmable remotes. At one point, through my electronics class, I learned how certain different electronical components worked. And I also learned that photography flashes discharge high amounts of voltage.
Pretty quickly.
In bursts, much like a early stun gun. So I took a like a couple old electronic or electric flashes that I had from like my old 110 speed exposure cameras. Yeah. Remember those little clicky things?
Yeah,
that weird little roll thing. I had some like fancy flashes for those. They took four double A's or two C's or whatever. They had a little strobe, but the predecessor is like the disposable flashes, right? The like one fucking burst and it's gone. Right?
And it's done.
Yeah, so these are like those, again, I'm dating myself, but it's like those very early flashes. So anyway, I take one and I basically redirect the flash bulb leads, the reusable strobe leads, to two metal prongs, and then I mount those onto the front of the flash case.
With 9-volt batteries.
Yeah, and then I change the batteries from a couple double A's to some higher amperage batteries. So I essentially made a high school stunt gun.
By the way, this probably inspired the Chickabee police to purchase like real stun guns.
In my defense, I did not use this for any ill purpose at all. I demonstrated its capacity by arcing itself to a screwdriver where we had to cut it off. And yes, also a door handle. But then I did bestow it upon
Mercier.
Rich Mercier. And he did walk through hallways just zapping people on the neck.
And by the way, he did test it out on himself.
He did.
Before zapping people in the hallway.
And then after he even tested himself, he tested like a very good friend of his, Wayne C.
No shit.
Yeah, because I remember he showed me the welts on the back of his neck, the burn marks.
I remember.
And then
I have some Wayne C. stories too. But
then he got sent home because then the next day there was a dance and he just walked through the dance floor and just like
pulverized people.
Just knocked people down. Like, and then I feel like I don't know who was the dude who made the atomic bomb. It was like
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like the high school Oppenheimer. I'm like, I should have never created such a thing. And all I did was just rewire a freaking photo flash.
But it was pretty badass. And only Rich Merce. Like, see, that's the thing, though.
And there was the remote case. And there was the stun gun case. And in each instance, I was questioned.
Oh, yeah. And you didn't know anything about it.
No. He took.
Oh, that's right.
The heat.
He took the. You know what? That is. I remember. He took the whole entire heat
they
on
asked
the stun
me,
gun.
And he told me I didn't have to worry.
Yep. I remember that. I was sitting right there and I'm just like.
He's. You don't worry.
I got this.
And I took the heat on. I got questioned on both of those.
Yeah.
And.
The stun gun today could have been like a terrorist attack.
Oh, dude. Oh.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrorist attack.
Oh, fucking A. Unfortunately, I just want to put this out there. Unfortunately, Rich passed way too fucking early in a vehicle accident. And it was sad. I miss that kid. I miss the times with that kid. I know, strange as it sounds, he was a fucking good dude. We jumped off like a 100-foot bridge together.
He was the absolute best absolute asshole that I have ever met.
Yeah.
There is probably 5,000 people to every one that would say that he's a good guy. There's only one to every 5,000. Like, most people, I think, have a negative opinion of that guy.
Yep.
And that's unfortunate.
Because they never got a minute to know the guy. They never took the time to get to know him.
Because he definitely came off.
He had some antics and shenanigans.
Yeah, I don't want to defend him because.
Yeah.
No, motherfucker, I will defend him.
Yeah.
That guy never did.
He defended.
Wrong.
Yeah,
holy shit.
Yeah. Did you remember what you were saying?
No, can we roll it back?
Okay, hold on.
Can we roll the tape back? You can?
Oh, I can't. I don't know how to do that. I bet you I can, but.
It sounded official. I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.